Hello, friends. This is Vlad Mazik, and thank you so much for downloading Vladcast number 4, your exciting look in the world of SMB technology. This certainly has been a very exciting week, full of news, full of releases, full of everything going on really around SMB. The biggest release, of course, and I'm going to pat myself on the back for that one, is the coming of Shockey Monkey. Over 2,000 people have been rolled out, and really, across the board, phenomenal reviews for it. If you haven't heard of Shockey Monkey, I'm not sure how you found this podcast, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Shockey Monkey is a web framework, basically an application that I designed with the help of about 50, 60 small business solution providers. So a bunch of SBSers, we got together maybe about a year ago or so and started just throwing ideas at the board of how we can manage our businesses better. And we produced the Shockey Monkey, something I've actually pretty much coded from scratch, to help manage a business, to help manage a small business IT provider. Everything from trouble tickets, knowledge bases, managing employees, managing customers, really getting the intelligence on your business and on your customers so you can provide better service. That's probably something we all want. The only difference between what's commercially available now and Shockey Monkey is that Shockey Monkey, get ready, is free. So right now, you can go to Vladville.com, check out the video, and see really how some of the best practices in SMB and in managed services are being implemented through Shockey Monkey. I'm sure you're going to love it. And if you sign up, I'll hook you up over the weekend. Aside from that, it's been a really big week for Dell. As you know, Dell has been for years providing Microsoft on the desktop, Microsoft operating system, Microsoft Windows. They had a little tiny side offering where they would install Linux on it, but it cost a lot more and it really wasn't something that people were looking for. But due to popular demand, they have really succumbed to offering Ubuntu. And this has been received by the IT professional community so well. I mean, there's pictures, images, stuff's flying all over the place. It is almost as big of a story as the cracking of the HD-DVD encryption scheme. That, if you read dig.com, is probably one of the funnier stories out there of the week. Now, in the Microsoft world, there's been a whole lot to do about nothing. They have released literally a ton of software. WSUS 3.0 is out. SCE is out. Forefront is out. So let me just break down a couple of these releases so you understand exactly what they're all about. WSUS, or Windows Software Update Services, is now in stage 3. So 3.0 release has been on the web for a few days. A number of people have been installing and playing around with it. It seems like a pretty cool thing. Andy had some issues, so before you go out and roll that out, make sure you read the documentation. If you're doing this on SBS, definitely read the documentation. There's actually some things you need to modify in order to get this working on SBS properly. Susan has an awesome post on it, and going back and forth, you really want to take a look at it. The other stuff that came out is SCE, or System Center Essentials 2007, which is basically the essential management tools for mid-size and smaller organization. Will this be another Microsoft product that fails because it's been downsized from a ridiculously huge project that really never applies to SMB customers? Don't know. Only time will tell, but track record doesn't look that good. Likewise, Forefront Security, the Microsoft AV management and security platform, is out as well. Check that out. Again, not SBS size, not really for our market. So I don't know what to tell you about those two things, but that's what everybody's been talking about. And that kind of wraps up all the really big news of the week. Now, I know you probably don't have a lot to do this weekend. You probably already destroyed your lab with the Longhorn release. I know a lot of us have been playing around with that. It is awesome. Probably the best thing I've seen Microsoft put out since Exchange 12. And so you have some time on your hands this weekend, right? I want to urge you to check out this guy's blog, UKSBSGuy.com. It's David Overton's blog. David actually works for Microsoft, and his blog, it's actually his private blog, is probably the best overall SMB blog you will find written by a Microsoft person. Dave is a very technical dude. He's a really good friend of mine. And you will see him posting a number of stories throughout the week, really targeting everything that's going on in the SMB, from webcasts to technical articles to little bits and tips around office promotions. Even if you're in the United States and worldwide, you can benefit a lot by looking at what this guy does and what he writes about. So add that to your RSS reader. That's the blog of the week, www.uksbsguy.com. So check that out. Add Dave to your RSS feed and hope you have a safe weekend. You love the sound of my voice.
Oh, yes.